Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now to talk about the start of the season and everything that goes along with it, athletic director for the University of Maryland, he is Damon Evans. Damon, thank you for your time. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. It's good to be with you.
It's good to talk to you again. And let me ask you this, as the season is about to kick off on Saturday at noon, which you can hear on 105.7 The Fan, what does the start of this football season mean to you this year?
It really means a lot. It gives us a chance to move forward. It gives our student-athletes the opportunity to focus on the game. What happened in the past, we can't forget, but we do need to move forward. And I'm excited for the young men. It's a new era under Mike Locksley, and he loves being here, and this is where he always wanted to be. So we've got a lot of excitement here on campus, a lot of things going on with our football program, and kicking the season off lets us start anew.
Damon, we talked last Friday, I think it was, when we were down at Maryland with you, and we talked about what are we going to do to fill up the bowl? What are we going to do to get the students, get the fans, get the place rocking again?
Well, one of the things I think we all know, winning cures a lot of woes, but
yep.
I'll leave that up to Locks and the team and the coaching staff to do that. But we've got to continue to look at ways to enhance the game day experience for our fans. We've conducted about 8 different football-specific surveys to gauge some issues that the fans see to make sure that we're addressing those. So we're implementing about 25 different improvements this year from our perspective, whether it be with concessions, whether it be with different traditions, aesthetics of the stadium and what have you, and we'll continue to assess that. But at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we continue to provide the resources for our program to continue to build, to move forward and become competitive in this very, very tough conference.
Now, Damon, like with the concessions and stuff, because so many teams, I mean, it started down in your former area, down with the Falcons, you know, they lowered prices on food and beverages and stuff for the fan base. Anything like that that enhances the fans? And then is there anything cool coming up for like Syracuse? And then I know Penn State's a Friday night game.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that we're doing, we're going to have featured items or a featured item at each game that will be provided at a discount price. So we're doing that. We've also added healthier options for those individuals who are looking for things that are healthier. And we'll continue to assess and see how things go from a concession standpoint. But, you know, that's a big part of the game, and we'll continue to look to improve on that front.
Maryland Athletic Director Damon Evans joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. For Maryland football tickets, call 1-800-I'M-A-TERP. Get them for Saturday against Howard. Get season tickets and watch the Turtles all season long. Getting back to the team, Damon, Mike Locksley, tell everybody why he was the right man for the job, not just in the present, but moving forward as well.
Well, we all know that Mike is a great recruiter. He's proven that time and time again, whether it's been here at Maryland or other stops he's had in his coaching career. But when you take a look at what we needed someone who not only understood coaching and was great at X's and O's and recruiting, but someone who understood the area, someone who could relate to the young men and what they had been dealing with, and someone who could be a leader for our program. And one thing that I do know about Mike is that he wanted to be here. We have always talked about Maryland being a destination location. This is his dream job. He's indicated that over and over again. So Mike provides great leadership, great stability, and I have all the confidence in the world in him to move our program forward.
Hey, Damon, you know what would be kind of cool for the listeners, I think, is tell them as athletic director, game day, What do you do? I mean, are you nervous? I'm sure you're nervous and stuff, but what are your duties game day?
Well, since I can't play anymore, I don't know if I ever could really play. But
hey, I recruited you. You could play.
I like to get out and meet with our fans. I'll go through the parking lots and meet with several of our donors just to talk to them, talk to the fans, talk to the alums. It's always good to have our finger on the pulse of what's going on with our base of supporters. So I'll do that throughout the day. During the game, obviously, I like to catch the game, but we'll go around to the different suites and talk to individuals. I'll go to our student section and talk to our students and sit down with them. I think it's just good to get out amongst the fans and make sure that we're seen and that they're heard. And so I'll continue to do that. But once we kick it off, I'm in the football and I'm ready to go.
Now, I know, like at Notre Dame, Jack Schwarbrick, he meets with the coach on Sunday. Like, I don't know if they watch film or they just talk about the game. Do you meet with Locks like on Sunday or anything to go over the game?
No, I don't meet with Locks to go over the game. I leave the X's and O's to the coaches. I do meet with Locks weekly. He and I get together to talk about all things concerning his program. And sometimes we talk about the game. We talk about how practice is going, and we talk about other things. So we do have a weekly meeting. It's just not on Sunday. But I leave the X's and O's up to him. I believe he has the skill set, and that's why we hired him to do so.
Damon Evans joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Tickets on sale, 1-800-I'M-A-TERP. Check out the game against Howard and get season tickets. Go watch Mike Locksley turn this program around. How have season tickets gone so far, Damon?
You know what? We're feeling good. We're gaining some momentum. We're approaching more than what we had anticipated, which is always a good thing. But needless to say, we need to sell more tickets. We need more fans out. Our student athletes need more support. They deserve the support. Our coaching staff, and we're going to build something great here. I'm excited under the direction of Mike Locksley that we're going to put something out on that field that our fans will be proud of. So, in short, we need more people to come out and buy season tickets. You can get season tickets still as low as $125. And if you want to get a single game ticket, I mean, they're starting as low as $28. So we'd love to have as many fans and many Terp supporters come out and cheer this team on.
Now, Damon, we know there's more than just football in the fall. Talk about the other men's and women's fall sports at Maryland.
Oh, absolutely. Well, tonight, our men's soccer team will be kicking their season off, defending national champions. We're excited about Sasha and what he brings to the table. Women's soccer is off to a good start at 2-0 right now, and they head down to Athens, Georgia to face Georgia this week, as well as Auburn. I know that Loxley's daughter plays for Auburn, so that should be interesting. But then we've got cross-country going on. Our field hockey, women's field hockey team kicks off competition this weekend, and as well as volleyball. So things are really getting ramped up here, excited about the opportunities for our student-athletes and our coaches.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Damon, we appreciate your time. Have fun tomorrow, or Saturday, rather, as Maryland's taking on Howard, and we look forward to talking to you throughout the season, throughout the winter.
Well, I appreciate it, fellas, and it's always good to catch up with you, and we'll see you soon.
You got it, Damon.
Damon Evans, Maryland Athletic Director, joining us here, Vinny and Haney. Don't forget, call 1-800-I'M-A-TERP for ticket information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.